challenge and seek to overcome racism within the confines of Britain's increasingly diverse population in ethnic terms. That's the key aim of the Catholic Association for Racial Justice, or CARJ, a charity that is marking its 25th anniversary this week by holding a special celebration this weekend at London's Westminster Cathedral. The theme chosen for CARJ's Silver Jubilee is The Changing Face of Britain, as its members seek to read the signs of the times and learn from them how to address the challenges facing them in the future. The chair of CARJ is Margaret Ann Fiskin, and she tells me more about the state of racial justice in today's Britain and the future aims of their association.
Well, 25 years ago, it was a very different Britain and a very different church. And it started, I think the story goes that it was 100 people of different ethnicities, backgrounds, ages, who came together to try and empower Black and Asian Catholics, both within the church and within the wider society. And I think, you know, at that time, CARJ was a very small organization. We didn't have any full-time staff. We worked on the basis of volunteers. In the past 25 years, the demography of Britain has changed dramatically, and CARJ's ideals, CARJ's mission has changed alongside that. Race is no longer a black-white issue, and we look at different groups who are feeling racism or are being marginalized within society. And I think that probably is our greatest achievement. We now deal with issues around Muslim communities, new migrants, asylum seekers and refugees. We address questions of gypsies and travelers, disadvantaged white communities, and most recently, we are tackling issues of caste discrimination.
And in fact, I noticed that the theme chosen to celebrate this 25th anniversary is the changing face of Britain. And presumably, it's still changing as we speak. Where do you think it's going, if you can predict?
Well, I would like to think it's changing in a very positive way. I think that we should, you know, celebrate our multicultural, multi-faith, multi-ethnic society. Obviously, both within Britain and within Europe generally, there's been a rise of far-right politics and people who are trying to say that, you know, this is not a positive change. But in CARJ, we see it as all very positive and we encourage it and we celebrate it.
This is a difficult question, I know, but is Britain, do you think, more racist now than, or less so than it was 25 years ago?
I think racism takes different forms now than it took 25 years ago. Since the 1976 legislation against racist behavior, against racist actions, people are protected at work, people are protected in different situations, but it just means that the racism has gone slightly underground. It's no longer, the Race Relations Act prohibits people from discriminating openly, overtly, in terms of jobs and things like that. But certainly racism hasn't gone away. And I think that, you know, as I say, the rise of the far right shows that.
And where do you find that racist attitudes tend to be concentrated, or are they just spread across the board, as you say, and sometimes hidden away or often hidden away?
Absolutely. I think, you know, I think as a church, we have to admit that racism exists within our church. I think as a society, we have to say racism exists there within schools and within neighborhoods. In every part of our society, racism is there. It hasn't gone away.
And tell us something about the activities of the association CARJ, you know, how it actively tries to change people's attitudes towards people from a different race.
What CARJ tries to do, as I say, I mean, we try and empower people. We try and support people. We try and recognize racism in all of its various manifestations. And we try and work together. We build coalitions with other organizations, Catholic organizations and secular organizations, to try and, at grassroots level and at higher levels, to help those who are feeling marginalized, to help those who are feeling that really there is no hope for them. And that happens, sadly, both within the church and in the society at large.
Now, many of the latest ethnic minorities to arrive in Britain in recent years are from Eastern Europe, especially from Poland, where, of course, the vast majority are Catholics. Have they had an easier time of it getting integrated into British society than, say, migrants or former immigrants from African and Asian countries? In other words, what I'm really asking, is it easier to be accepted if you have a white skin?
That's a difficult one. I think my personal answer would be yes, it is. And I think that For those who come over from Eastern Europe, in a generation or two, they will blend in far more easily than people coming from sub-Saharan Africa, people who come over as refugees. It's a difficult one, but I think, yes, it's not that the people from Eastern Europe don't face racism. They do, and college is there for them as well. But I think if we're being realistic about this, yes, it is a bit easier if your skin is white in a white society.
And when it comes to the church, I mean, as I said, you know, there's been a lot of Poles who've arrived. Has this really changed the ethnic makeup of the Catholic Church in Britain?
We're definitely getting more people in the pews, which is a good thing. And I think certainly that pleases the hierarchy. I wouldn't say that it's radically altered the tone of the church. I mean, you'd have to ask someone else that. But I think that that it's been a good thing, and I think it's enriched the church. And I think it's I think it's been a very positive thing for the church in England and Wales.
When we look at a definition of racism, I mean, is it really fear of the stranger, the person who's different from ourselves, at the root of racist attitudes?
Yeah, I think it is based on fear. And I think racism is defined as a belief that one race is inherently better than another. And it's definitely evident in our world today. And I think you're right. I think fear is at the heart of it.
OK, turning to the local Catholic Church, how would you evaluate its role in speaking out against racism and the need to welcome ethnic minorities arriving in this country? You know, what more could it do?
I think it's within the church that the seeds of equality and fairness have to be sown. And I don't think we can truly call ourselves a universal church unless we welcome everyone, unless we accept and appreciate our multicultural society. Fighting racism, I think, is a starting point there. And sadly, I think sometimes the church does not move as fast as it could to do that. I mean, we've had, to be fair, the bishops have made statements along the years. The bishops have supported and praised our multicultural society. But we still don't have a black bishop in England and Wales. We don't have a minority ethnic bishop. And I think people need examples to look up to. And I think this would be a great stride forward. But I know that the church will say that's not how it's done. But I think it would be a really positive move to make people feel they're part of an inclusive church.
Coming down to how you cope with racism in your daily life, have you ever been personally involved in a situation where you have successfully managed to persuade, let's say, a white Briton that he or she shouldn't fear, and somebody from an ethnic minority, somebody from a different race, and so gradually lead that person to overcome his or her racist feelings?
Yeah, I mean, there have been successes. I think that definitely on a one-to-one basis is the most effective way of doing this. But sadly, we can't always operate on a one-to-one basis. And really, it isn't for the victim to try and to convert the oppressor. So it doesn't always happen that way. But yes, I mean, I've certainly had experiences where people have had a change of heart by meeting people. And again, we go back to the fair thing, you know. If somebody knows someone, then they see, look, this guy's like me, she's like me, we're not that different after all. But if you just hear things, I think it's very easy to be afraid. You know, there's so many falsehoods that go around in the news today about immigration, integration, segregation, you know, that lead to misguided policy and misguided notions of these things.
Do you find that with the global economic downturn that people are perhaps becoming more racist, xenophobic, because they're fearing that these new arrivals will take away their jobs?
Yeah, I think it's inevitable. I think, again, this is one of the reasons for the rise of far-right parties. I think people look for a scapegoat, and immigrants are a very easy scapegoat. I think that people, sadly, even some migrants, settled migrants, look at newer migrants and think, you know, look, we're full. We don't have room for you here. And I think that, you know, whoever's the last one in through the door is always going to be the target.
Right, let's try to look at it from the viewpoint of, shall we say, somebody who's from an ethnic minority, an immigrant, somebody who is not, shall we say, a white Briton. How do they feel about British society today? Do they mostly feel welcomed, or do you get a lot of feedback, you know, people who say, no, people are hostile, people aren't welcoming, people are trying to exclude us, or, you know, we feel marginalised?
Well, obviously, I can't, you know, speak for all migrants, and, you know, there's no homogeneous group. But I think generally there's a feeling that in European terms, Britain does very well. And I think that that people treasure being here. You see it. You see the refugees in France who want to try and get over to Britain. And I think there's a sense that within Britain, there's fair play, there's, you know, people will treat you with respect. And I think that is the truth. I think that generally is the way it is.
When it comes to the coming years, what do you see as the main challenges facing your association as it strives, as you say, to found a more racially just society in Britain?
Well, as I say, I mean, overt discrimination has been made illegal and largely banned from mainstream society. But, you know, it still exists. On the positive side, you have people from different backgrounds living and working together. But you have to begin with a change of heart and in people's hearts. And I think we have a way to go there. And I think, as I say, not just in the wider society, in the church as well. We have to begin there, and we have to try and convert.
And always trying to remember the Christian message, because
absolutely,
Jesus, as we know, certainly didn't exclude people from different races from his ministry.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of what we hear from politicians, from policy makers, is inconsistent with gospel values. And I think we as people of God have to recognize that and stand up and speak out against it.
I was speaking to Margaret Ann Fiskin, Chair of the Catholic Association for Racial Justice.